here with Matthew Palmer, day before MPX, and you got a main event match coming up here tomorrow against Strome Daniels, a man you've wrestled several times, and Frankie Fisher. But we're getting a different Matthew Palmer, as I'm understanding. Explain.
Well, you're getting a Matthew Palmer that's not going to pander to the crowd. It's like, oh, do some dives, do some superplexes through some tables, hit some cinder blocks on your head. I'm not that Matthew Palmer. I just want my belt back. And right now, the only thing that's going to happen is it's going to be a race between Jerome Daniels and I on seeing who we can pin Frankie first. And it's going to be me. I'm going to go in there because the match can only win by one person getting a submission or a pinfall. And I'm going to go and I'm going to kick those guys in the nuts. I don't care about honor, rules, or anything about those people. I'm just going to go up there, I'm going to kick them between the legs, I'm going to throw them to the crowd, and I'm going to pin one, probably Frankie Fisher, because he's the weak link.
He might be the weak link, but at the same time, isn't he kind of the, I don't know what you would call him, but he's the odd man out, basically, as you're saying. But he can also be the Cinderella story in this whole thing.
Yeah, that's a Cinderella story, but that's not the norm. I mean, that's not the measuring stick. That's the exception. I mean, if he was a college football team or a college basketball team, he could be the Cinderella story. At the end of the day, he's a tag team wrestler with his tag team partner facing off two of the best in the company. So he doesn't have a chance. Unless he's going to have his tag team partner come out there and tag him, he's got no shot.
Okay, then you said you're going to take out Frankie Fisher. What about Jerome?
Like I said earlier, I'm going to kick him square between the legs because I hate his guts. I hate his guts. I hate his entire group's guts. I mean, if we can have one show where his entire group doesn't come in and interfere, one match, I'll be grateful. I'll get down on my knees and thank God, but it's never going to happen. So I'm just going to kick that guy square between the legs. I'm going to throw him into the crowd where he can't get back in the ring in time, and I'm going to beat the crap out of Frankie Fisher.